Well, mostly clear skies and 52 degrees in Atlantic at 7:05. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast is calling for it to be partly sunny today with a high near 70. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Officials of the Red Oak Community School District on Thursday announced the hiring of Dr. Jane Hall Shaley to serve as the new principal at the Inman Elementary School in Red Oak. Shaley will replace Gail Allensworth, who accepted a leadership position in a neighboring school district. Dr. Shaley is a graduate of the Cumberland Messina High School. She holds a bachelor's degree in elementary education from Graceland University and a master's degree in literacy education from the University of Missouri. She also earned her doctorate in educational leadership at Creighton University. Dr. Shaley has nearly 20 years of experience in education. She also serves on various committees and boards, including the Southwest Iowa STEM Advisory Board and Central Decatur Board of Education. In accepting the position, Dr. Shaley said, "I am super excited to return to Southwest Iowa and continue my quest to make sure our children receive a world-class education. The district is doing amazing work in responding to student needs and developing teacher leadership." And she says she's honored and humbled to be entrusted with this position of leadership. Can't wait to get started working collaboratively with the staff to meet the needs of all students. Officials with Rex Pharmacy report they will offer a free curbside COVID-19 test collection at their location in Atlantic at 1607 East 7th Street beginning today. Rex Pharmacy has partnered with the Department of Health and Human Services to provide testing to the public free of charge to help address the COVID-19 crisis. Their staff will provide extra support to area patients during the COVID-19 recovery efforts and with the curbside test collection. Now, patients can make an appointment for testing under the link of the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Rex Pharmacy will provide appointment-based curbside COVID-19 test collection for pre-screened individuals. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, symptoms of COVID-19 may appear 2 to 14 days after the exposure to the virus. If individuals have a cough, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing, fever, chills, muscle pain, sore throat, or a new loss of taste or smell, they should consider testing. Updated CDC guidelines now also recommend testing for people with and without symptoms under certain conditions. Rex Pharmacy will provide testing options for eligible patients. The test is self-administered with a nasal swab, and once the sample kit is sealed, the staff submits the test to the lab for processing. The results are usually available in 3 to 5 business days. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Public Health Department Thursday afternoon reported 25 new positive cases of COVID-19. PCPH says that 20 of the new cases are residents of Council Bluffs, 4 are from Carter Lake, and 1 is from Oakland. 4 of the cases are children ranging in ages from 0 to 18, 9 individuals are 18 to 40, 9 are 41 to 60 years of age, 1 is age 61 to 80, and 2 are elderly adults, those 80 or older. And those individuals were tested between May 2nd and May the 13th. The total of COVID-19 cases in Pottawatomie County is now 131, and as of the latest report on Thursday, 77 individuals were self-isolating. 1 was hospitalized, 50 have recovered, 1 has moved out of state, and there have been 2 deaths. Now, based on Pottawatomie County Public Health contact tracing investigations, officials say 46 of the Pottawatomie County's COVID-19 cases are the result of community spread. Thousands of COVID-19 tests would have to be conducted before Iowa meets the goal set by the President's Coronavirus Task Force of testing all nursing home residents and staff in the next 2 weeks. Governor Reynolds says 26,000 of the coronavirus tests conducted in the state since March were connected to long-term care facilities. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Governor Kim Reynolds says 26,000 of the coronavirus tests conducted in the state since March were connected to long-term care facilities.
Since May 1st, more than 9,000 tests have been sent to 94 facilities to test staff and residents. Strike teams have been deployed to 5 counties to test more than 1,300 long-term care employees across 40 facilities.
Reynolds says there's been some testing of residents and staff in 95% of Iowa's 444 nursing homes this spring. The most recent federal data shows more than 23,000 Iowans are residents of a certified nursing facility. According to Iowa Workforce Development, 55,000 Iowans work in nursing and residential care facilities. If all are tested this month, that would be a total of 78,000 tests. I'm O.K. Henderson.
After nearly 10 weeks of testing, the state just hit a total of 89,000 tests processed. State officials have confirmed COVID-19 outbreaks at nearly 8% of the state's nursing homes. 57% of Iowans who have died of the virus were residents of a long-term care facility. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, police in Lamar's late Monday morning arrested a Wisconsin man on a felony charge related to the enticement of a minor following a traffic stop for an equipment violation. According to the news release on Thursday, during that traffic stop, 24-year-old Sean Matthew Williams of Edgerton, Wisconsin, was questioned about the presence of a minor occupant in the vehicle. Police determined Williams had allegedly enticed the minor to meet him after they conversed on social media. Williams was arrested and charged with a Class D felony enticement of a minor, dissemination of obscene materials to a minor, having no driver's license and no insurance. Lamar's police department was assisted by the Iowa DCI, and the case remains under investigation. Authorities have identified a man found shot to death earlier this week in a northwestern Iowa home. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office said 51-year-old Kevin Leroy Juzik died from shotgun wounds to the abdomen and chest. The Sioux City Journal said Juzik's death has been ruled a homicide. Deputies were called to a Merrill home late Monday morning for a report of a domestic dispute, and arriving deputies found Juzik dead inside the home. The Sheriff's Office said another man in the home, 81-year-old Thomas Jordan Knapp, was arrested and is being held in the county jail as a suspect in the case. So far, Knapp has only been charged with domestic assault. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Edna Coe, age 87, of Madrid and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the Madrid home in Madrid. Graveside services for Edna L. Coe will be today at 2 o'clock at the Wichita Cemetery in Seeley Township of Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bob Hazard, age 71, of Atlantic, died May the 8th at his home. Graveside services for Bob Hazard will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Oneida, with Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Russell Steffens, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A graveside service for Russell Steffens will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the South Lawn Memory Gardens in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Janet Williams, age 85, of Audubon, died Sunday at her home. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Janet Williams will be on Saturday in the Maple Grove Cemetery, beginning at 1 o'clock. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Alvin Sheeter, age 73, of Adair, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Alvin Sheeter will be on Monday at 2:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Adair, with Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair in charge of arrangements. David Bissell, Jr., age 61, of Messina, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Celebration of Life graveside services for David Bissell, Jr. will be Monday at 3 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Blanche Jacobson, age 92, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A private family funeral service is planned for Blanche Jacobson at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Philip Flip Seddon, age 71, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Celebration of Life Memorial Service for Philip Flip Seddon is currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.